It's hard to imagine a band that's had a bigger run in the music world than the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or as George Clinton calls them, the baddest band in the world. Doing their first U.S. stadium tour together this summer, back after everyone's been away so long, and for a long time holding it down, the Hall of Famer, Walk of Famer, drummer Chad Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg Ray.
How are you, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. Busy, busy, busy. Exciting day.
Walk of Fame, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, usually when they do that kind of stuff, you're either really old or dead. But I'm still here.
Still kicking. All right.
Good. We're very, very grateful for that. It was an exciting ceremony yesterday and fun to have all of our fans and our family and people, like you say, George Clinton. Induct us and Woody and our friends, and so it was a fun day for that part. Yeah.
Now, maybe you'll be more humble than I will before you, but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a decade, Walk of Fame for a weekend. That seems like these things are vastly on different courses. What took them so long?
I don't know. As like in our song. Buy me a star on the boulevard, it's Californic. So I don't know exactly what goes into getting a star on the thing, on the street, but it's been brought up before. But we just felt that the time was right and okay, let's do it. So that I don't know. You know, that's out of our control, that sort of stuff. You just go with the flow, and we're very honored, because I don't know if there's a more, maybe the Beach Boys, but if there's a more of a Hollywood, California band, I don't know of one. So it seems apropos, and we're honored.
Unlimited Love out now, and when I put it on, it just sits right in that like Red Hot Chili Peppers groove. It just was effortless to get into it.
No.
The band's put out a dozen records now. What, if anything, stands out about making this one?
Ooh, well, all of, record experiences and writing, creating, and making them are all different and special. But, probably with this one is that in the world, and there's a crazy place that it still is in, but extra crazy with the pandemic thing. And 2 years ago, John Frusciante rejoined our group again. Having him back in the band is special, and he is a special person. The band with him, the four of us, we have this chemistry that's unique, and we want to explore that again. And just, we feel like there's more unfinished business as far as playing together, and so we got together and did that. And a bit of a silver lining of the whole shutdown thing is that we just the four of us could get in a room and make songs, which is what we always did, but there was we didn't know what was going to happen like everybody else. So we just hunkered down and had that opportunity to just make a bunch of songs, and that's what we did for 8 or 9 months. And, we worked with Rick Rubin again, and our longtime producer. He's produced all of our records since 1991, and except for the last one, The Getaway, Danger Mouse was great. We wanted to try something different. But we felt that having John back in the band, let's get the whole band back together. And so we worked with Rick, and that's very familiar to us, and we trust him and love him, and it was pretty easy, again, just getting back and making music that we love. And he's dedicated. John is just so into it, and he's in a great place, and we're really, just enjoying again another kind of new phase of creativity and a nice time to be lucky to be able to do what we love to do. So yeah, we got a bunch of songs and they're out today.
17 songs, man. That's a mess. Like a grip for an album. I imagine
another double album. Yeah, I don't know if we've ever put. I mean, it's been probably 30 years since we put a record out. Didn't have at least 15 songs.
Yeah.
When you make records the way we do, and certainly Rick's always like, keep writing, keep writing. The good stuff sometimes comes at the end, and we wrote some of it actually in the studio. We had a bunch, obviously, when we went in, but even more. And you don't want to turn off the faucet if it's flowing, in a positive way if it's going. So we just recorded everything. And then when it comes time to pick which songs go on, you know, we're pretty democratic about it. We have a little voting thing, and everybody kind of has their secret vote which ones they feel should be on it. But that's a tough one, you know. And that one has to be on. Oh, we got it. That one. And then there's some lobbying, and it's a nice problem to have, so to speak, because we love all our little song children and feel that they need to poke their heads out and get loved. So yeah, we end up a lot of songs.
Dare I ask how many of your song children don't make the cut for a record?
Oh, there's one day we'll do, you know, people do those anthologies. Sure. And the B-side shit, that you know, we'll rival Neil Young for that kind of thing. We got a lot of stuff that's never been heard, or Prince, who supposedly has like 2,000 songs. You know, we write the songs how we feel at the time in our lives as people and band members, and that's a snapshot of where we're at as a band. For you know, we don't put out old songs, or we write them and then we record them and then they come out. So you know, that's what's going on right now with us and how we feel and what we want to express as musicians and artists and a band, and it's honest and from the heart, and I think that's maybe why people, you know, connect and we've been so fortunate to our band for all these years, and we always want to challenge ourselves and to change and grow and get better and better songwriters and better players, and so we're just moving forward, you know, keep moving like a shark.
My buddy John sent me a headline that your kid, Ava Maybe, is making her own way on American Idol. She seems super cool about it, too. She said, I saw a clip beforehand that said, I like to keep my music separate from my dad because it's really important for me to make it on my own. So, like,
nice.
When you're a dad watching your kid do this, how's it different than getting out there yourself to do it? I imagine the stress is a little different.
she loves music, obviously, and she's a great singer, and I don't know where that comes from, because you just heard me sing, and so it's really nice, and she's enjoying the experience of it. There's no expectation. She's not like, oh Jesus, man, I have to make it. And all. She just it's just another part of her early musical journey, and I'm really proud of her. And she's dedicated, and goes to NYU music school, and loves, you know, singing, but all aspects of it. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I'm really proud of her. She's a great kid.
Now, if they were to send her away, would you want to have a fist fight to defend her, or like, are you cool with whatever happens?
Oh no! Whatever happens, and you know, again, that's something you can't control. And I don't. I know the show's been going forever. I'm not a big fan of these sort of competition shows and stuff. But I don't think music is not a competition. But you know, well, yeah, I think she did. You know, I don't think they're to where the people vote for it. Isn't there like a thing where you go on and sing and then people vote?
Chad, I got to be honest, I have no idea.
I have no idea. We're on the same page. So whatever, you know, we'll just see what happens, and good for her. Again, I'm very proud of her. I'm happy she's doing her thing.
So in June, the tour takes off, and it's a stadium tour, which should be rad. I can only imagine summertime, full of sweaty people having fun. What extra considerations do you have to take, especially considering the last show I saw of yours was in an arena, and you had the brilliant light show overhead and everything. This is a different game now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've done stadiums in Europe and South America and stuff like that, but for the U.S., this is a first, and we're excited about that. Yeah, we'll make some kind of show out of it, you know. And of course, so the playing for us and the other stuff is kind of gravy, you know. But it's just to be getting back out in front of people again, and yeah, I hope the sweaty everybody close together is going to be safe and fun, you know.
Ah, I didn't even think about that. Damn it!
No. It is. It's a thing. Hey, I just did it a couple months ago, a tour with Eddie Vedder and his record, and played on that. And that was the first time I've really done any kind of touring. And you know, we played small places. And what's the fancy hall there in
Benny Royal Hall.
I called it Benihana Hall. Benny Royal Hall.
It used to be across from a Benihana, so that works.
Yeah, in the back, they got the, yeah, they're making, you know, the shrimp and everything. It was so cool. just to see people so happy to be out enjoying music. You know, one of the few things that was difficult, not few, but one of the last things maybe where we could all gather and you know, feel like it's okay. And it was really moving because it was for us playing and together and not doing it for such a long time, what we love, and then having that experience with the people, it was just realized, God, I missed it so much, you know. And it was really fun and really great, and I could see it on people's faces how much they were so happy to be there. And Ed is so incredible, as you know, and he's such a great source of light, and it was palpable, and it was fantastic. So I hope that we can do that on a big scale, with lots of people, 50,000 or whatever it is. So I know we're coming up there. I think we're playing it. Is it in August?
Yeah, August, T-Mobile Park here, beginning of August. It'll be It's the perfect time in Seattle. It'll be so badass.
Yeah. That'll be great. I'm really looking forward to that.
The next step, we got to get you out here to watch not very good this year, but the Seattle Kraken maybe play. Are you still a Red Wings fan?
Yeah, I'm a Wings fan. How are the Kraken doing?
They are terrible this year, but that doesn't mean they won't be better. And the facility they have is just bananas. It's like,
oh, that's great.
Hard to imagine a cooler arena than that for both shows that. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's their first year. You can't, unless you're the Knights where you just came out of the box. Like, what? It's great that you have another sport team up there doing their thing, and you're such great fans and up there in Seattle. I got to go and play at the Seahawks. They have a drum line, and I got to play a Seahawks game this year, and I was up in the Hawks Nest?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Wow, at the top of the stadium, and yeah, it was a really fun experience, and had a great time doing that. We all love the sport.
Absolutely. Chad Smith, yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Thank Unlimited you, Love, out now, man. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right, dude, you have a great day.
All right, brother.